Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not close. I'm your boy, the coach. I'm back today. But as you can see, we have left the friendly confines. We made it down to South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. And it's a big, big day at the brand. Champions League, Major League Baseball, playing for the NBA. We got covered top to bottom. But coming off what I like to call a ho-hum day. We lost some juice yesterday. 5-5. EC, however, coming through strong. A 3-for-4 day. But that was yesterday. Today is today. And as you guys know, we absolutely destroyed it last week. On the early wedge, a big-time thank you once again to Steve Scott. He'll be returning very, very soon. But today, it's another designated event, an elevated event. Rory McIlroy has backed out. We'll discuss that on the show. Special start time in less than 2 hours, live at noon Eastern time. Then, of course, you can watch it on demand if you so choose before we start on Thursday. So with all of that being said, you know when we start our week. You know when we got to have a big-time show. I bring three of my very, very, very best to the table. First and foremost, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level. M Squared, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. See ya, Zach. Great to see you guys here. Fired up another baseball slate today. And then, of course, the start of the NBA playoffs. Doesn't get any better than that. Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Next, he is the whole live from Sin City, Las Vegas. It is hopping this time of year. Zach Attack, Zach Simony, good morning.
Yeah, it's been good weather here in Las Vegas. Just started to warm up right around Easter Sunday. It was nice weather up until then. And good morning to everybody in the chat.
All right, very good. And finally, what have I been telling you for months and months and months? We're setting things up for a reason. He's become my right hand. He is the counselor of cash. An amazing job, as always, filling in for me in the host chair whenever I am gone. Mr. Sia Najad, the counselor. Good morning.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. It was fun filling your shoes. You are the best at it, though, so I'm glad you're back today. With that said, I'm really glad that we have so much to look forward to. The RBC Heritage, we know we have the early wedge at 12, but we got the NBA playoffs starting today. We got MLB. There's a lot going on. I'm actually super excited about it.
Well, you're leading right into it. You're right into those NBA play-in tournaments. What a segue by you, Mr. Counselor of Cash. So let's get to it. There are no storylines today. We're going straight to fade or follow. We're going to do both games today. The first one, the Miami Heat hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Kind of a weird number, -5 the total, right around 228. That's the number we're going to go with. Mikey, we're going to start with you. Are you fading or following the favorite, the Miami Heat, to cover tonight?
I'm honestly not going to do either. If you made me do it, I would lay the 5. I could definitely see them winning this by 3 or 4, though, as well. I'm pretty confident the Heat do win the game. But personally, I'm going to be far more interested in the total. I want to look at the under on this game here. 228 is a pretty big number when you get into a game that is a must-win game. Defensive intensity really ratchets up, and you start to see some value of the possession of the ball. Eats a lot of shot clock. Looking at Miami, they play incredibly slow. They lean on defense. Atlanta, if they're going to win, they've got to bring it up their level defensively here. So I make the number 225 in this one, closer to a league average game. So if I had to play it, it would be the under.
All right. So we've got to lean towards the under. And how about our girl Mary in the chat? Wow, looking like a heart emojis day with this crew. Mary, I agree with you. And I'm sure you're talking about Zach Simony when you say that. So, Zach, I'm coming to you. Are you fading or following the Heat to cover this number?
I'm going to fade as a lean here. And I just think anytime you have a team that's been a high-rise team in the Eastern Conference as the Miami Heat have for so many years, you've got to be careful because they're not supposed to be in this play-in scenario. But throughout this year, they've dealt with injuries and just issues all season long. And that value just isn't there to me. You look at the Atlanta Hawks are sort of like the Brooklyn Nets to me. Middle of the season, they added a new coach in Quinn Snyder, have some different pieces, and they still have Trae Young. And everyone wants to hate on him, but Trae Young, he did carry them to the Eastern Conference Final just a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, sometimes we forget that, don't we? Sometimes we forget that. All right, finally, see ya. You've heard from Mikey. You've heard from Zach. What do you say?
Yeah, it's funny when you say it's a weird number for the Heat, because I kind of shook my head and I thought, yeah, it is a weird number. And anytime I think that, it's usually because I really like the dog. In other words, I just don't think it's a good enough number to take the favorite. I'm going to agree with Zach here. I think 5 points is too much. It's the Hawks for me.
Patrick in the chat says, Moneyline parlay, Heat and the Lakers, question mark. Oh, Patrick, hold that. Hold that thought. All right, let's go to the other game now. And this has really been where, guys, the fun has come in. And, Mikey, I'm going to start with you. You can see the 8.5. You see the total of 231.5. But it's been about what's happened with the Minnesota Timberwolves the last 48 hours. Rudy Gobert, Kyle Anderson, they get in a tiff. He punches him in the chest. He gets suspended for tonight's game. He's a multiple-time defensive player of the year. He averages 13-11. This is a big-time loss for the T-Wolves, which means the number has gone up. Mikey, are you fading or following as a lean the Lakers to cover this number?
I will follow it. I'll lean on it. I think they could definitely pull away and win this one by double digits. You know, I expect a heroic effort from Anthony Edwards on the other side, but they lost a ton of depth here. It's not really just Rudy Gobert. When you factor in, it's Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, and McDaniels all out. It's just such a hit to them defensively. It takes a really perfect and really, frankly, a historic effort from Anthony Edwards for them to get this done. So I think the Lakers can definitely pull away to this one and win this one by double digits.
All right. I have a feeling they can too. Zach, what say you?
I'm actually going to lean on the Timberwolves side +8.5. And this team was in the play-in last year. They played very well, 46-36. And you got to remember, they did not have Karl Anthony Towns for 4 months of this season. So they could have been a higher seed for sure, just like the Los Angeles Lakers. And there's always going to be that inflation with LeBron James in the postseason. And don't forget the other angle with two ex-Minnesota Timberwolves on the other side with D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley. So that's tied into the number as well. I think they can hang around this game. I do think the Lakers will win, but Timberwolves will cover as a lean.
All right. So we got a lean to the Lakers. We got a lean to the T-Wolves. Taylor in the chat says they're better without the French man. See it. Do you think Minnesota is better without the French man?
Well, they're not, and they're certainly not without him and Jaden McDaniels and Naz Reid. I mean, all of those guys are really important, particularly defensively. So this is such a tough spot for Minnesota. Honestly, I think by the third quarter, they'll have shifted their mindset to the next game they're going to play, which is likely, in my opinion, going to be against the New Orleans Pelicans. This is one of those where I'm leaning towards the Lakers, but it's also something where if Minnesota can hang in the first half, I might be looking to bet the Lakers in a live bet scenario with a slightly smaller number than the 8.5, because it is a pretty big number. But honestly, I think the Lakers end up running away with this. So my lean would be to the Lakers -8.5, because the depth just isn't there. And those pieces, especially defensively for Minnesota, are critical. Guys like LeBron, Anthony Davis, they're going to go off tonight.
No, I think you're right. I think the Lakers could be a scary, scary team if they can make it in. By the way, in the chat currently, Erg Betts is there. You have any questions for him, put him in the chat. He'll answer them in real time. Thank you, gentlemen. Hang tight. Because as you know, the reason I'm here is Early Edge is taking over CBS Sports HQ day after day.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, and I'll be hosting the next three nights. The next three nights, the full hour from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll be on Spotlight at 3 p.m. Eastern time as well. We're there all the time. So is M Squared. So is Zach. So is C and Ajat. Now, big question in the chat before we get to our next pick the prop. Oh, they're asking, what do we think about the yellow shirt today from C and Ajat? That's the question. If you like it, then type yes into the chat. If you don't, say nope in the chat. While you're doing that, hit the like button for me. It helps the show grow. I feel like I have to hit you over the head with it every single day. Don't make me do that. So, Sia, we're about to find out if that yellow shirt returns or if we put it back in the closet for another day. A bunch of yeses. Couple of nopes, but a bunch of yeses. All right, now we need a big-time yes to figure out who's going to hit a home run today. Time to play that ever-so-popular game called Pick the Prop. And we've gotten pretty good at this one. And it's also kind of fun. For those of you brand new to the brand, this is fun. You're allowed to have fun when you're in sports betting. It's allowed. So Aaron Judge is plus 175. That's kind of low for an anytime home run prop. Juan Soto, he's gotten off to a really slow start. And Adley Rutschman plus 650. So we got numbers at different places. Mikey, if you were forced to pick one of these three players to hit home run tonight, who would you choose?
Honestly, it's going to be Juan Soto for me, which is very rare that you'll see me pick someone without the platoon advantage to start a baseball game. He will be facing a left-handed pitcher here. However, extremely good hitting environment tonight in this location here in New York. It's actually quite warm. Winds blowing out. Definitely unusual for the month of April this early. So really strong hitting environment. Think that we definitely see some bullpen action. And I like the price point here on Soto.
All right. And you know he's going to break out at some point. We just want to be ahead of it. We just want to be ahead of it. All right. See, it looks like the yellow shirt is going to stay. But what do you say about which one of these players is going to hit a home run? That was a horrible segue, but you get my point.
Well, I'm going to go with a team that kind of shares these colors. And I'm going to agree with Mike. I think Juan Soto goes yard, and I think there's going to be a lot of runs. And I, you know, even notwithstanding the wind advantage that we might have or the weather advantage, I think both of these pitchers probably get roughed up. And my play later on in the show implicates this very game. Give me Juan Soto plus 450.
I say this all the time, especially to people that don't understand sports betting. Milton says it in the chat. If he wins, he can wear whatever color shirt he likes. That's what you all care about. I tell our bosses that all the time. Just win, baby. Let's go. So, Zach, I'm coming to you. Who are you picking of these three names?
Well, we've got a clean sweep here. So, if this hits, I know everyone in the chat's going to be very happy. But I've got Juan Soto as well. We know that the teams that travel from Sunday night road game to a Monday road game struggle. It happened yesterday with the San Diego Padres. But the two games prior, Soto was 2-for-4. So, he's starting to hit the ball. And we know he has the intel on the New York Mets being an ex-Washington National. Good at Citi Field. He has intel on David Peterson in that bullpen. So, Juan Soto as well, plus 450.
All right, a clean sweep. Juan Soto of the San Diego Padres to go yard tonight. A full slate, by the way, of MLB games, but no day baseball. Doesn't start till about 6:30 Eastern tonight. Now, today's a very, very, very exciting day at the brand, at CBS, the wonderful network that we get to work for. But as always, we're trying to push forward. We're trying to evolve. We're trying to bring everybody into our space. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, today, the launch of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's go! I'm going to love saying that. How cool is that? Huh? How cool is that? Launches today. If you have a Paramount Plus subscription, you get it for free. You get it for free. We tell you all the time, spend a little, get a lot. So with all that being said, boys, it's time to get to our board for the day. And trust and believe, we've got Champions League on our board today. But as I look at my notes and I think about what's made this show what it is, the number one sports betting show in all the land, because M Squared was there from day one. And when he goes first, we have a good day. So, Mikey, we haven't done it in a minute, but it feels like today would be a good time to say, you know the drill, son! It doesn't matter if it's golf, basketball, baseball, 8Q, Galazzo. It doesn't matter. The man brings it every single time. So, if you don't mind, sir, give it to me.
All right, Coach. We're going to go back to Major League Baseball, of course, here. We're going to hit a team total. It is a Chicago team. It is not the Cubs, as people pointed out. We're backing the Chicago White Sox today on a team total. Over 3.5 runs here. Really friendly price point, as I do expect a watered-down lineup. There's a decent chance that Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada are both out of the lineup. There are some injury concerns there. However, they have called up Sosa from AAA, who I am incredibly excited to watch here. He's been absolutely crushing in AAA, already a few home runs, walking far more than he's striking out. Love his potential here. But really, I want to pick on Pablo Lopez a little bit. First of all, when I look at Pablo Lopez, he's someone at his age, he's in the prime of his career, he's throwing a ton of pitches, a ton of innings, right? So when we look at last season, I want to question how good he actually is. I like to look at batted ball data. Out of all the pitchers in Major League Baseball that were true workhorses that had at least 500 batted balls against him in play, there were only 34 of those pitchers. He ranked 24th out of those 34 while pitching in one of the best pitching environments in Major League Baseball. Now he's shifting to a spot that's definitely not one of the best pitching environments. Now in Minnesota tonight, extremely, extremely good hitting environment. Very unusual. If you're familiar with Minnesota, it's not 80 degrees in April very often. It's going to be 80 degrees there today, 75 at first pitch. Winds possibly helping at times during this game. Super low air density index. We need 4 runs from the Chicago White Sox here. I personally think that we get them because I am not a believer in Pablo Lopez here. Love the White Sox to score a 4th run at some point in this ballgame.
I say it all the time. Do you want to do that work? The last 90 seconds, next level kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I say it all the time. Now, a couple of things from the chat. Grayson says, let's freaking go, Coach. We haven't got the M2 intro in a hot minute. My apologies. My apologies. Mikey loves it better than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
We'll bring it back from time to time. Mikey loves it. And I love doing it. Trust and believe. Now, I feel like we need to help the people real quick. Rebecca, our girl in the chat, always bringing something. DK has a daily risk-free same-game parlay for the playoffs. Who wants to be in charge of creating us all a same-game parlay each day? I think there's one man in the crew that this would be great for. Sia, who would that one man be to put together a same-game parlay that wouldn't even care about anything else? Who do you think we should put in charge of that?
He goes by initials, and they are E-C.
Boom! That's exactly right. You answered the question correctly. You get nothing but a pat on the back. But, Rebecca, at 4 p.m. Eastern time this afternoon, I promise you, we will have a same-game parlay from either the Heat game or the Lakers game. And every day, we will do that just for you and everybody else in the crew, and E-C will do it. Didn't even call him. Don't need to. He will love being in charge of that. Now, with all of that being said, Zach Attack tonight, Minnesota, underhanded. Players out because they're hitting the wall, because they're hitting another player. Whatever it is, they're out. But there could be one man who has to pick up the pace. Who would that one man be?
I'm gonna spotlight Anthony Edwards over 27.5 points. His point total is only 1 point less than LeBron James with all the issues of the Timberwolves. I do think he is going to show up. If anybody remembers last postseason with my NBA player props on this show, I like to focus on a couple of players. It was Anthony Edwards. It was Al Horford. It was Chris Paul. We hit them consistently. And I think he's one of those players where you look at his regular season stats and you just say, ignore it. He only averaged 20 points per game against the Los Angeles Lakers. He actually had his fourth worst performance from a point standpoint against the Los Angeles Lakers, 11 points on March 31st. But I'm going to bypass all of that. He's a 21-year-old player. He can steal that spotlight tonight from LeBron James and company with eyes on him tonight on the floor. And he's someone that when the postseason begins, he shines right off the bat. We saw him score 30 points in the play-in game against the LA Clippers. We saw him score 36 points in game one against the Memphis Grizzlies. I will play his point total prop, which maybe is a couple points higher than it should be, but it's for a reason with all the Timberwolves players that are out. It's played over 27.5 points.
You brought up a very, very good point. He's one of those young superstars that does not shy away from the bright red lights. That when the red light comes on, he shines brighter. Not everybody does that. Zach, love that play. Love that analysis. Now, we've got a few things to get to. And by the way, I knew this was going to happen. We start getting closer to the Champions League, and look who shows up in the chat. Sia's nemesis, his number one rival, Buckets, is in the chat. You have a question? Put it in the chat. He'll answer it in real time. So we're going to do Champions League at the end of the show. The Champion League gets the maestro spot today. But I'm going to go next, leading right off of what Zach just did. I've got two plays, two EC specials, as it were, because I hate the numbers tonight in the NBA, but I do believe the Heat and the Lakers will win the game. So minus 112, don't like that number, but I love the play. We're just going to take the Heat on the money line and the Lakers on the money line. All they have to do is both win. We cash the ticket. Then in baseball, I'm going to lean in until somebody tells me they're going to lose. Orioles over the A's. All we're doing is bringing this number down. The A's are horrendous. They got crushed by the Rays for three games, and the Orioles crushed them last night. We're going to go Orioles on the money line and the Rays, who are 10-0, to get it done again today at home. You put those two together, plus 134. Two plays. Can't believe I gave out two EC specials. But I did. Now, see you in a shot. Last night, I land very, very, very dicey flight landing here in Fort Lauderdale. I turn my phone on. What's the first thing I see on the Twitter? White Sox, first five, cash it from the counselor. Dare we do a first five 2 days in a row?
Well, Coach, we've been doing it all season, and I got to go back. I'm not sure we've lost one of these yet, but maybe we lost one. Somebody in the chat maybe could let me know, but we've been doing these first five. That's really what I'm going to be focused upon, and I can't remember the last time we lost one. So I've got one today as well. It's the Padres. The Padres are visiting the Mets. They're plus a half, so this is what I'm doing. I'm doing a plus a half first half, which, of course, is the first five innings. It's minus 115. Really, really like this number. Really, really like this juice. Again, if it's tied at the end of five innings, you're going to win this bet because you enjoy the plus half. This is really, so it's Ryan Weathers versus David Peterson. This is really a fade on Peterson. Not that Ryan Weathers is any great pitcher. He's pitched one time this year. He was very average, but it's David Peterson who, to the Marlins, gave up eight hits in five innings, and then to the Brewers, gave up five hits and five walks, five earned runs to the Brewers. Again, I just don't think David Peterson is the guy that should be enjoying being a big favorite. In the first half, he really is a big favorite if you consider we're getting the plus a half a run. So I think the Padres have a lot of pop. I mean, there's guys like Grisham. We talked about Soto, Manny Machado, Bogarts. All of these guys are really good. And Starling Marte, I'm not positive is going to be in the lineup for the Mets. Again, even if he is, I think Padres getting a plus a half first half at minus 115. To me, this should really be at plus a half. This should be like minus 130, minus 140. And part of the reason I like these plays is because typically I can take a road pitcher at really good odds because those road pitchers are usually going to get unfavorable odds merely because they're on the road. Give me the Padres first half plus a half.
An absolutely brilliant way to manipulate the number and bring it down. And by the way, if you are brand new to baseball betting, you're in the right spot. So what this means is if the Padres are tied or ahead at the end of five innings, you will cash that ticket. See ya. Thank you very much. Now, I do need to address something before we get to the Champions League picks of the show. Paul or Patrick in the chat, you want to know the quickest way to get blocked? The quickest way to get thrown off the show. The quickest way not to be allowed here again. Write this twice because you already wrote it once. Coach is a poor man's EC. Let that breathe for a second. A poor man's EC. I'm wondering if maybe that is actually EC in the chat, just with a different name. Patrick, don't write it again. Don't test me.
The initials are PC. It could be a burner.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Next level kind of analysis from Mikey right there. All right, let me settle down for a second because that really burns me. But we've got two plays from the Champions League today. You can see all the games on Paramount Plus. Synergy. So today, Bucket's favorite team, Bayern. He's got a tattoo, for God's sakes. We're going to go Man City, Bayern. My favorite bet on the board. Over 2.5. Both teams to score. Minus 105. If you want all the analysis on all these games, become a Sportsline member. Buckets, the guru, our silent assassin, Brant Sutton. They've all got articles there right now. Right here, right now. Second play, Benfica. They have been on an absolute tear. League, forget about it. They've already got that done. 23 of 27? I'll take that. But this is a step up. This is the quarterfinals. This is the first leg. This is when teams get aggressive to get a lead so then they can manipulate the second leg. I know my soccer. Don't even test me. So we are going to go Benfica on the money line. Benfica on the money line to win today. So with all of that being said, what a really good show today. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. The counselor. He's on the Padres first five, plus a half a run, minus 115. M squared. Let's go White Sox team total, over 3.5, minus 110. Then Zach Attack. We're going to go Anthony Edwards, over 27.5 points, minus 109. He's going to have to, even if they lose, he's going to have to go for 30 to keep it close. Then two plays for me, two EC specials. Heat, Lakers, just put them together. All they have to do is win. Baseball, Orioles, Rays, just put them together. All they have to do is win, plus 134. Then two plays from Sportsline itself. And if you're not a Sportsline member, hey, I know what you're saying. I'm going to do you a solid right now. Use a promo code early. I'll give you 30 days for free. You can get all the Champions League. You can get all the baseball, hockey, NBA playoffs, all of it. 30 days for free. After that, it's 10 bucks. You spent that today at Starbucks. Stop it. Benfica on the money line. Man City, Bayern, over 2.5. 3 p.m. Eastern time today, live on Paramount Plus. Do not forget, special start time of the early wedge, the RBC Heritage. It's an elevated event. All the big boys are going to be there, except for Rory McIlroy. And we will discuss that and all of our best bets at noon Eastern time. Same channel. Turn on your notifications. What a fun show. I'm actually out of breath. You got me so hot about the EC thing. There's only one thing left to do. Damn it, I love doing this. Damn it, we all love doing this. So pick each other up. Positive. Pay it forward. Now, I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight. Oh, wait. My pay window's over there. For my entire crew, Lobo. M squared. Zach Attack. The counselor doing work. Jake the Snake behind the scenes. I am simply the coach. Just trying to keep this train on the track. We love all of you. Stay busy. Full day. Be smart. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.